From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS. Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
On this episode of Two Dudes, One Cart, John and I sit down and talk about, well, questions from you all. Questions have come in asking about what John does for his fitness, what he was referring to, and many other things. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Two Dudes, One Cart. And as always, thank you for listening. Well, I know this is going to shock everybody. Back-to-back weeks, me and John back together again. John, how you doing, buddy?
Living the dream, man. Every day is a day in paradise when you got it like us.
Oh, I'm telling you what, I could really do without the freezing temperatures and then, hey, going to be 57 in a week. So that ought to be interesting.
Yeah, man, I saw that for Thursday. It's like we go from single digit to almost damn near 60 in 3 days.
Well, remember last year we played golf on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
So not shocking, not out of place for Midwest and definitely not out of place for Indiana, that's for sure. I got to thinking, John, the other day I was on the interstate with all the snow and the ice, and I was like, man, I hope that some golf course managers and superintendents are out in the snow, and maybe they put this realization together that how easy it is for slow play to occur from one group that may be 10 carts ahead, because there's always that one guy in the snow that's like uber cautious. Going 5 on the interstate, and you got this line of 30 cars. I'm like, this is just like being on the golf course.
Man, I get it. Because when I came home for Thanksgiving from LaPorte back down to Indy, I mean, it was one sheet of ice, and you had to go 25 miles an hour. But I also hate when I'm on 465, and like you can see the asphalt or the pavement, right, and people are still going 25. It's like, pick your place, buddy.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if that didn't also happen when it's warm out here. Like, people don't understand what the fast lane is. And it's like, okay. I mean, you have to look in your mirror at some point. Notice there's 60 cars behind you and everybody's trying to go and you're just putting along. But I don't know. It just was glaringly obvious. Maybe it's just because I really want to get out and play some golf. But to see that, I was like, man, this is just like being on a golf course. And then, if you're lucky, like the time we won't name drop any courses like Blackthorn, and we were playing it as an 8, and we were keeping up with the twosome in front of us, and they're coming out slowing us down, just giving us hell about playing as an 8 and how we're slowing the whole course down, and we can see the twosome in front of us. I'm like, you're the only one slowing us down. I mean, you're on mute, John.
That helps. We can see the freaking twosome 10 feet in front of us, and we couldn't see anybody behind us for 3 holes. Here we are holding up the whole course. That was a day, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hope everybody understands I had to mute John there for a minute because he went on a cursing tirade. That was not a great day. We love you, Blackthorn, if you're listening. We love the course. We always want to play it, but that day will live as legendary in the minds of our group because we were all playing so well and keeping up, and just to be stuck behind a twosome, and then all these members are going, they're the ones that are slowing us down. But I digress. But yeah, that's the same thing when you, when you have a group way ahead and you just can't see the forest for the trees, that this group isn't actually the one causing the problem. It's the one that probably 10 groups ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Well, John, I had an interesting event from a guy named Chris at work. Rolls up to me and says, "Hey, you have a podcast?" Said, "Yeah, I actually do. I actually do a little golf podcast, me and a friend of mine." And he said, "Yeah, what kind of exercises is that John's doing, man?" He said, "I kind of have the same problem. My hamstrings are tight. My hips are tight." And I started to explain to him what I was doing, but I thought, I'm just going to make this guy listen to our next episode. So, John, if you run through the TPI type exercises that you're doing, it'll at least help out one listener.
Yeah. So I will preface this with the fact that I went, did a mobility assessment first.
Right.
There's 1,000 exercises, 1,000 stretches that you can do. Who knows which ones are good for you until you go get an assessment, you know, to see where your weaknesses are at, where your strengths are at, and things that you need to improve on. And then how do you pair that with exercises or mobility training that can improve on those weaknesses that you have? So I went and did mine over at Fitness Garage, which is now, I think, Golf Nest is a part of over here in Carmel.
Correct.
Took me about an hour and a half, I think I was there for. Half the stuff, I didn't even know how to do the exercise. So he had to felt real, I can say it now since Trump's in the office, but I felt real gay because, you know, help push my convex my hips out. So he had to push my hips out that way and I suck them back in. I didn't even know my hips could work like that. You know, I know who Shakira is. I just didn't know how her hips work. You know what I mean? So went through that whole thing, and lo and behold, you know, they give you a golf index based on your mobility. And I was like a 25 handicapper. So mobility was not great for a 35-year-old man at that time. But it centered around, for me, hips and pretty much just all lower body, everything waist down, besides toe touch. I couldn't touch my toes, which is kind of crazy. I thought I was going to be able to nail that one. Wasn't even close to, if you're doing it right, not using momentum to get down there. So then once I did that, I had this app, the TPI app, and it said, "Hey, if you got 20 to 30 minutes, you know, here's," I think mine has 9 on them. I only really do 4 now. But it's the first one I do to help loosen up that lower back and get those hammies opened up a little bit, where you stand straight up, cross your feet, 1 foot over the other one, and just bend down and try to touch your toes. And I do like 4 iterations of like 10 seconds where I'm trying to touch for 10 seconds and like stand up and then do it again 4 times of that. Another one for hips is I stand straight up like this and I bring perpendicular to my body and then I rotate it as far as I can out to the right and down. So I do like a looping motion with my knee all the way over. That helps open up that side. And I do 4 iterations of those on each side. And then I lay down on my back and I bring one knee all the way up to my chin, try to get it as close as I can to my chin. Do that about 4 times in a row. And then the other one is kind of hard to explain. It'd be easier just to show it, but you try to make 90-degree angles when you sit down on the ground with your legs and then you twist. Yeah, and then you kind of suck in and twist a little bit more to help your rotation. But those are the big ones for me. What I found is I can touch my toes now. My hips seem to open up a lot easier than before. Still takes a while on the golf course. Everybody that's seen me has probably seen me on the first tee. If I don't get a good running session, it's just doing that exercise where I'm bringing my knee up and rotating my leg around my body as far as I can. It just feels like it gets me turning all the way through the ball a lot better and quicker. Because if I don't do it, then it's like, hey, finally opened up. Here I am on hole 16. That would have been nice about, you know, 15 holes to go. It only takes me 15, 20 minutes. You can do bands. I bought bands. I haven't used them just because I'm lazy. But I'll do the toe touches in the shower just because it feels good to have that warm water on the back while you're doing it. And then in the mornings, I normally do the the hip open erupters, or I call them cheerleaders because everybody likes to do cheerleaders. So just helps keep you loose and primed, and it's, I mean, I don't even sweat doing it.
Yeah, and what John was trying to reference there, you can look up, it's called the Hip 9090. And a lot of these you can find on the TPI channel. You definitely do yourself a favor, man, and just go get the assessment. You know, you can go, there's a couple places you can get it for like $100. Some place you can go and get it cheaper. Some places are more expensive. Yeah. Just depends on where you go, but it's definitely beneficial. I've done it. Obviously John's done it, and it's eye opening when some of the stuff you do, you're like, this sounds so simple. And then you go to do it and you're like, okay. I've got a little work to do. I'm definitely not as limber. And I would say your job's probably a lot of seated though, right? I mean,
most of it's always seated. Yeah. Whether I'm in-person presentation or this and that, I mean, I walk around a little bit, but I'm not a 10,000 steps a day guy.
Right.
By any means.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, walk out to the car, walk back to the office. That's about it. Maybe do a roof walk, but pretty tame. So,
but it's still, that explains a lot why your hips get tight. You're either driving to an appointment, and I don't think people really understand how quickly that can creep in, and then how quickly, how tight you actually are until you start doing some of those stretches, and you're like, it's a lot.
Yeah. And I think that's probably, for me, it feels better when you loosen your body up. Seems like you can swing a little bit more freely. Two is I feel like I hit the ball farther now because of my mobility.
Get more turn.
I'm not saying I'm a lumber guy by any means. I would say I'm still at like a C level on the grading scale, but I mean, it's helped out big time.
But what would you say you're, you don't really have, like, let's say this is a goal thing for next summer or next spring or whatever. This isn't really something that you're looking to create more rotation. Do you have a goal in that, or is this just to keep you limber? Like, I'm hoping to get a few more degrees in shoulder turn or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, shoulders for me are good. So it's more just about activating that lower body and having that, being able to turn. I would say probably the worst thing ever is like when we do these golf trips or have a late night out drinking and your body's stiff and you're on the first tee and I know like I'm going to have to stretch as much as I can because that lower body is just dead and it won't open up. So
yeah, it's that first tee ball. You're like, just let me get 230. Just let me get it in play.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard for, I'd say, amateur golfers in general to really feel what their lower body does in a golf swing.
Oh, yeah.
I still have a hard time feeling my lower body open up and then turn through.
Yeah, what I was more getting at was it's not something that you are actively working on to get much better at. You're just doing it for day to day, keep everything limber. It's not like you're trying to get more mobility. You're just trying to keep the mobility you have is what I'm getting at. So it's not like you're actively working at something else to get there. Yeah. It's just the basic stretches that you're doing to maintain where you're at.
Yep. I would say I stretch at least 4 to 5 days a week. It's not timed or like planned. It's not the first thing I do. I mean, I do it pretty, I'm pretty much treading. Touch my toes every time I'm in the shower because I'm not in prison anymore. So that helps. It's just a conscious effort just to stay mobile. I mean, increase mobility a little bit, but I don't really, it's not going to help me go from a 6 to a 4 handicap. It's more just feeling better when playing.
Well, and it's, it, it, that's a big thing that people should understand, is not only does it help you feel better to go out and play, but you can play more often than normal because you are mobile. You know, we all know somebody that just gets super stiff or whatever, their ankles, their knees, or whatever shit starts hurting. And it's nice to know that you're staying limber in case you do go back to prison, though. I'm pretty sure most people are.
I'll just get
so
the
that
rope.
Is one reason.
Yeah. Get a soap on a rope. That helped me out big time there.
Well, whatever. Are you doing any other, or do you do any other fitness stuff over the winter other than, like we've talked about, you know, you'll go get an assessment with Jeremy, you'll do your stretches. Yeah. You're going down to the simulator, maybe hitting a little, you know, a little seven iron, a little wedge, something like that, just to keep the swing kind of in the slot, if you will.
Oh, last year I did a really good job of exercising, you know,
dumbbell. Started strong last year. You started really strong last year.
Yeah. And then like May hit and I'm like, all right, dude, where's the high end? But, and been struggling this year on, finding motivation to go. I haven't been down to the sim in a month.
Right.
I went to X Golf cause I took some clients out Friday. Didn't do any exercises. They just loaded up the sim and away we were off on the first tee. And I it was terrible. I mean, I shot like 82 on the sim, which feels like 102. But yeah, so this winter, I mean, it's all, I hate to do it because last year I started like in November exercising, stretching, going to the sim 3 days a week, practicing for a half hour, going to get a lesson like once a month with Jerry. This year, it's been the complete opposite. I haven't done anything proactive. I mean, it's the first time I went swung a golf club in a month. So it just kind of, it sucks. I mean, it's all on me. So I hate to do a New Year's resolution, but I wouldn't mind. I don't even know why I say I wouldn't mind. I need to make it an apparent effort to go down to the sim 3 days a week.
Well, and I'll say this, it's nice to have a break.
Yep.
Because obviously you're not going to want one when it gets warmer out. We know that.
Yeah.
But I think also the difference is there's no trip plan this year.
Correct.
So we don't
have anything really to looking forward to in February or January.
Right.
That's a part of it. I'm like, I'm going for Christmas. I'm going to bring my clubs down to my folks in Florida.
Oh, nice.
Play a couple podunk courses in the hillbilly part of Florida. But like, I don't really care how I play when I go down there with my cousins and we're out there. It's just more about getting out with family and having a good time.
Right.
So I really don't care what I shoot. So I think that has changed from, you know, last year to this year. I think last year was the beginning of the year. I started off, you know, 10, 11, 12 handicap. And I was just pissed. I was not playing great towards the end of the 24 season. Then I got that down to like a 5 index this year. So it's like, oh, okay, there. Now I'm there. Right. So I'm sure that's going to start creeping back up if it hasn't already. And then I'll start getting pissed at myself that I can't break 80, and then I'll do the things that I need to do to shoot in the 70s again. And it'll just be a yo-yo golf life for myself on my skill, ability, and level of effort I'm putting forth in it.
Yeah, I think that that'll resonate with a lot of people, honestly, is that it gets away from you. Like, you know, when we're towards the end of the year, let's say, you know, it's September, we're still playing golf. October, you know, the weather is going to change. And everybody always goes, oh man, this off season, man, I'm going to be hitting balls. And, you know, I'm going to be working out. I'm going to be working on my mobility. And then before you know it, it's February and you haven't done anything. And then, you know, before you know it, the Masters is here and you're like, whoa, we think the winter, because it's gets dark earlier, it's cold. We think it's forever, but it goes fairly quick.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing something, it's even that much quicker when you're not putting in any kind of work and you're not trying to actively get better. And then all of a sudden you're trying to cram in lessons and range sessions and everything you can. I don't know, probably in, you know, mid February, you're like, whoa, the alarm's going off. We're getting ready to be, you know, some good weather coming, need to play golf. But like, definitely if you're not working on it, start working on it, because it's not just a golf thing, it's a life thing, it's a you know, as you progress and you get older and you start losing that mobility, it's you know, a little bit harder and harder to get back. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole lot easier to make. It's just like working out, right? It's a whole lot easier just to keep doing it as the start or stop and then try to pick it back up. It's all about routine. You know, I'm a pretty routine type of person. So it's easy for me to get in a good routine, but it's also just as easy for me to get in a bad routine of not doing something. So, yeah, I mean, I think for most of the people that, you know, are probably 28 and older, it's probably a good idea to start working on some type of mobility. I don't even care about lifting weights or exercising, but I mean, especially if you're going on golf trips or you're going to, you know, even if it's one golf trip a year, but you're going to be playing 36 for 4 days in a row, like your body's going to need to be loosened up. Otherwise, it's not going to be enjoyable.
Well, not only that, it's just, like we said, it's a longevity thing, but the fact that, like, you're right. It doesn't have to be, you know, deadlifting 400 pounds or anything like that, or that being a goal. And it's about doing some core stability stuff, balancing on one leg, you know, doing those types of things. I mean, doing some, maybe some planks to keep your core.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're strong, because you may not realize it, but a lot of people do not have a very strong core. And that's big in golf. That's going to protect your lower back. And if you're going to go out and play 36 holes in a day, you're going to need that, because I guarantee you right now, when John and I made a trip up north into LaPorte and we played, I don't know, 190 some holes of golf, there ain't no chance me or him are doing that right now.
Yeah.
ain't no way.
I mean, I already started talking about it for like our trips to come. Like, I'm just doing 18 a day. And then if somebody wants to play a replay rate, more power to you.
Yeah. We've talked about that over and over again. At some places, it'll be a little bit difficult to turn down not playing another 18, another nine. Like if we went to Palm Springs and you're at Rams Hill, I mean, yeah, it would be really hard not to play another 18. And I think that's fine if you do a, you know, maybe 136 whole day in there. But man, you really lose the golf course a little bit, especially on that first round. Like if you're going to two different venues,
yeah,
that's horrible, because you're rushing through that first one to make your tee time with the second one, and you really don't get to enjoy that first course because you just fly right through it as fast as you can. It's like a blur, and it's a lot of swings and a lot of time.
I mean, you just don't know, like, especially if it's a new course you've never played, you don't know where everything's at. So the first one's like bombs away, and then you're like, man, I really wish I would have done this a little different, or maybe that was a 3-wood off the tee hole. So,
Now that we're talking about it, I really think we need to just say it right now on this podcast that next year, not 2026, but 2027, the boys return to Palm Springs.
Yeah. I need Rams Hills back in my life, man.
I think it's been enough time. I think we had one of the best times out there and a lot of great courses, and I want to play them again. I mean, I just do. I want to go back out there and I want to rip stick. I want to go. Yeah. It was awesome. The Airbnb we stayed in was phenomenal.
Yep.
Ramsville.
Yeah, hot water worked. It was awesome.
Yeah, Classic Club was great. I mean, everything about that trip, even though it started off a little rocky, it all fell in place. The dueling minivan, you know, all the stuff we did out there turned out to be perfect, man.
Yeah, we'll have to see if Memphis Tony's up for another trip.
Oh boy. But yeah, I think we need to do it. I think there's been enough time in between, and I know there's a bunch of other places to go, and some people don't like to go to the same place twice, but if you've never got out there and played Classic Club and you've never got out there and played Rams Hill, you definitely need to get out there. And there's other courses that we played. Those just really stick out. And what a just what yeah. what a great environment that place is, that whole area, yeah. really.
Yeah, if you get me back on Rams Hills, see how I like Fire Cliff, the mountain and other course they have. But I
yeah,
know
no, it, that was did. That was the
other people didn't favor that one. Other people favored Classic Club, but there's another 25 golf courses that you can go play out there that are great, all in that area. I mean, within 45 minutes, you got a ton of golf. Feeling like February, you know, you're probably getting about what, maybe max 12 hours of daylight.
Yeah. That was a little rough, but it worked out great. The temperature was perfect. I mean, you start out in the morning a little bit nippy.
Yeah. Pants and a quarter zip and maybe even a stocking cap. And then by, you know, fifth hole, you're pulling layers off ready to go. Yeah,
which was wild.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing about that trip that got me was just how dry it was. Just
yeah.
The fact that, like, we hit that pool or the hot tub, you put your shorts out and they were like, seemed like they're instantly dry.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to have towels in California, which is nice.
But I mean, I think we should lock that in. We should put that together and say, here's what we're doing, because I think that was the top notch trip, man. I mean, that worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a great destination. I could go back there every year.
Oh.
That could be the annual trip that just happens every year on repeat.
Yeah, and I think a lot of our listeners may think of all the, you know, the big spots, maybe Sand Valley, Pinehurst, stuff like that. Those are great. Don't get me wrong, but they're a little they're not always super easy to get on. I wouldn't say they're exclusive, but they're very popular.
Yeah.
And when you do a trip like, Palm Springs and stuff like that, where you have all these courses to choose from, it's pretty easy to set up.
Yeah, I mean, we can book everything ourselves out there, which is nice. You don't have to go with like a golf outfit, you know, tour guide. You literally just get on, you know, Airbnb, lock in your spot, and then just start calling these places a year out and saying, hey, I'm going to have 8 guys. This is the day I want it. And then you get some pretty decent deals. And, you know, I think Palm Springs now is probably with tickets from Indianapolis, you're probably looking at $2,500 to $3,000 that you're going to spend total on that trip, I bet.
Yeah, and it's hard telling what we'll be in by that time, by 2027. Yeah. But of all the trips, I think that one really stands out. Are there other places you can go, like we said?
Yeah. Yes. But I think, you know, for wintertime golf, February, you know, I think that's a great spot. I also saw on that there's a stay and play package that popped up over in Illinois called Fire Lake.
Huh?
Have you seen that, FYI?
I did see something. I didn't watch all of it, but I saw some blurb about it on.
Yep. It's a Nicholas design course. It's a sweet course. My buddy James Dulhaney's been over there every year. That's in the middle of Illinois. You know, you can go over there. It's pretty cheap. They have cabins and a house and everything that you get. All the boys can be under one roof. You don't have to leave the compound. Great track. And I think you could probably do like a 4-day golf trip for like, since we're driving, probably like $1,200, dude, unlimited golf.
Yeah. I think something like that's like a outstanding fall trip.
Yeah. Fall or spring. Right. Yeah. I mean, do like a June or September, October. Probably September, because October still can get a little chilly.
Yeah, September would be great. And then that way we still get some kind of a trip in, kind of round the year out in a way.
Yep.
Season, I should say, not the year. But so, John, what's it going to take right now to motivate you to get you back after it and ready to go for next season? What's it going to take?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
There's got to be something to get you back in the so to speak.
Yeah, it's a weird time for me right now. I would say work has to do with some of it. You know, I've been grinding at work. I don't work the hours you work, but it's just the mental drain of, the day-to-day where I currently work. You know, looking at other opportunities that, you know, you can make more money. And then trying to balance that with like the time investment that it would take to do that in sales. So some of it's financial, some of it's work. And then I don't know, from a competitive standpoint, like, we didn't do very many choose ups or pop up events this year with the guys. Like, most of the time, it's only like this year we had the most just single foursome groups that I've ever done. We rarely had days where we had two or three groups of guys where we pull something together. So that doesn't really motivate me to go, because it's like, well, that's what the handicaps are for. We can still have a funny game and still make $20. And then the Ewan games are the same game every Thursday, every Saturday, Sunday. So it's like, you're just out there to make birdies. Who cares if you're out of the hole, just pick up and go on to the next one, you know? So I don't plan on doing any USAM tours either. I would like to try to do the Barstool Sports thing again. But I had a good handicap at the beginning of the year. I was like a 10 handicap for that. So like, that was like, had a 10, could play to a 6, and now I'm a 6. So I'd be happy to play to a 10. So we'll see, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I think we probably could do better as a group to try to get more things together. I think it was kind of I think we're noticing that more and more, that one year we're always all together one season, and then the next season maybe there's whatever 60% of us, and then it kind of dwindles down, and then you get to points like this where you're like, oh man, let's get all the boys together, and then I think next year will probably be better.
I mean, I'm looking. I mean, Tyler's got that French Lick thing next year at some time. I don't even know when it is. You know, I'd like to go down there and do that. We shall see what what this off season looks like, and probably start hitting it. If I'm being honest with myself, I probably won't do shit in December or January.
Right.
I'll probably wait till February and then start. I'll get an itch for it again, because I got invited to go to. Went to the sim Friday for work, and then a buddy goes, hey, I'm going to be going to the sim from 3 to 5. I'm like, on Saturday, I'm like, nah, I got my fill, you know. Didn't do sim league with Tex and Tony this year, Jordan. Just didn't feel like driving a half hour downtown to do it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just going to take some time off and wait till that itch starts scratching. And once it needs a little scratching, I think it'll be open up the floodgates. Because once you get hit with the golf bug and you're ready, you're itching to do it, then it's on, right?
Oh, yeah. Once the weather starts to just turn, that's when it starts hitting you like, oh man, it's time to go.
You run out of Netflix series to see, and you're like, all right, maybe I'll just go down to sim for a little bit.
The other big question that we got to ask is, you got that Scotty yet?
No.
Oh.
I haven't done it.
Could pull the trigger, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I've done a good job, I don't go to Golf Galaxy or PGA Super Store, really, because I don't need anything. But it's going to be tough when someone comes out to the club and has one. And I'm like, let me see that thing real quick.
Yeah.
That's going to be the breaker.
I'm going to make the trek up there just to roll it, just to see what it's like. I don't know if they have it at the Dick's on the south side or what, but I definitely just want to check it out. I don't see myself changing no matter what, but I just want to check it out, because I've rolled all the other zero torque style putters. And I'm really interested. I don't know if you saw that little blurb from Sam Hahn with Lab about the, I guess they have a whole bunch of stuff coming out next year. And there's some stuff supposed to come out in the next few months, from what I understand, but what that is, I don't know, but I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to hit this new Callaway driver, and I can't wait to talk to Bob Kitchen about it. Have you seen this Callaway Quantum driver?
No.
Man, every time I get on my phone, there's something about that coming out, and people talking about how good it is. And that have got early testing, so I'm curious to see what Bob has or what he knows about it. I don't know. I mean, they've been putting out some good stuff. It's hard to believe, John, that we're already at that time of the year where we're talking about driver releases already.
Yeah. I mean, I just got that GT at the end of this year, so I'll probably be good for all 2025 until you say, like, hey, John, I just got this new Callaway thing.
Well, but you've been pretty tight with the Titleist, and that won't be it'll be next year, right? Because they only do like every 2 years or whatever, driver.
Yeah, every other year, pretty much.
Which is understandable. I mean, obviously, because it's, you know, how much can you change? We've talked about that before. How much can they really, really do? But, man, this is really the first driver I've kind of followed since people have been talking about it. And I'm really interested to hear what's new and what makes it the big deal, or if it's all just
marketing ploy.
Yeah.
I just looked up the Scotty Cameron, low torque for Greenwood location at Dick's, and it does offer free store pickup.
Oh, guess who's going to swing by there and check it out? I got to get up to the north side anyway, because I got to go to the Apple store, but whatever, I can swing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't even have to make a special trip. It's right down there in Greenwood. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to go up to the Apple store at the mall, Keystone Mall, you might as well swing in Golf Galaxy.
Really hate to have to drive up there. I've just got two iPads with issues and I need to get them fixed. So,
yeah, fun stuff.
I don't know where else to go unless I go to one of these little places in the mall, but that's not have anything to do with the golf. Although it does have something to do with the golf podcast, because this one of these will be dedicated to my Rapsodo. And if Rapsodo wants to sponsor us, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That will be hooked up to my Rapsodo in my garage. I have my screen all set up. I have my projector all set up. So I basically have a miniature little sim in my garage that I have not had time to hit one ball on.
Yeah. And then, you know, the girl will be coming and your daughter will come home from college and you'll be busy for the next week or so here. And then,
oh, she's home right now. She's actually home. She's home for a month.
There you go.
So then I got family coming in town for Christmas. So you know how it is. It'll be in January where I get out there and hit some balls and check the stuff out, see where the game's at. But it's a busy time for us at work. Is what it is, man. That's how life works, right?
Yeah.
Well, John, we don't want to drown all the people out with our woes about work. What are you most looking forward to coming up in the golf season? Is there anything in the back of your mind that you just want to get out and play? Is it just getting out with the boys, or is there anything else you may have planned that you haven't discussed that you're going to be getting ready for?
No, not really. I mean, it's kind of woe is me right now. I feel like, you know, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
That time of year, man, it's dark, old, and dreary.
Get off work, it's dark. Go to work, it's dark. It's like, I mean, I'm looking forward to playing with my family, my cousins down in Florida, you know, but that's going to be we'll probably get like a, you know, 12 pack of Busch lattes and have the music bumping and just relaxing and vibing and talking shit about everything that we don't like and all the stuff we do like. And then it's just ready for the golf season to actually take form and open up probably what. So now that we had winter early this year, I'm hoping spring starts early.
Man, I don't know. Good call. No clue.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, we will have some stuff coming up. I've shared it a couple times on our social media about the first annual Riley Cup, which is a Ryder Cup style format, which will be taking place down in French Lick. So there'll be more information coming about that soon. We'll definitely be pushing that. It's for a great cause. There's prizes, there's all kind of stuff that'll be going on with that. So hopefully we get a bunch of people that want to jump in that. Just to let everybody know, because this question always pops up. I want me and three of my buddies, and that's great. But this is a Ryder Cup style event. So there's a good chance you could be playing your buddy. It is a event that will definitely be looking for handicap information. I'm not saying you have to have a handicap, but definitely going to want it to be a strict style event to where you're like, this is what I normally shoot, stuff like that, so that we can pair you accordingly.
Yep.
I might be talking a tad bit out of turn. I'll talk to Tyler about this. But yeah, we'll definitely be pushing that because it's for a great cause. It's for a great guy that we all miss. And really looking forward to getting down there and playing in that and making this a annual event. However Tyler wants to do it, we'll always push to help him out because it's for our boy. It's for our boy Riley. And that's all I got, John.
All right, brother. Well, hope you have yourself a wonderful afternoon and don't forget to stretch tomorrow.
I'm one upping you. I'm stretching in the morning and in the evening.
Double dipping.
Trying to get limber. You never know when I could get pulled over.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, as always, everybody, thank you for listening. Send in your questions. Hey, if you work at Allison's, feel free to approach me. That's a pretty funny story about that. But hey, we want to hear from everybody. And as always, John and I will make whatever schedule opening we need. If you want to bring the smoke, we will take it. We will, we'll play it. We will, share the handicaps and we'll play a match come what may. And,
I'm ready to do it this winter. Win or lose,
we'll put you on the podcast. It doesn't really matter. We'll yuck it up with you. We'll yuck it up on the court.
We'll play Pebble Beach against you on the simulator.
We'll see what you got. So just hit us up. No harm, no foul. We'll have a good time. And as always, John, appreciate you jumping on. Stay warm, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother.